Voters go to the polls in Georgia tomorrow in a special election to fill the House seat vacated by Tom Price. Price is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the Georgia 6th District has turned into a referendum and a national bellwether on the young and tumultuous presidency of Donald Trump. This race is much, much closer than you'd normally expect in this Republican district in Georgia. Karen Handel is the GOP candidate. She's former Georgia Secretary of State and a mostly traditional candidate. John Ossoff is the Democrat, just 30 years old, who's been getting a lot of national attention and a ton of grassroots money. Bill Nigut is host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. He's been following the campaign closely.
The race right now, based on every poll that's been done, shows that it is too close to call. So what's astonishing, though, about this race, Todd, the numbers are overwhelming. We're now at about $50 million as of today spent on this special congressional election. It has now become by far the most expensive congressional race in U.S. history. And early voting has been overwhelming. We've now had, as of Friday, which was the last day of early voting, about 140,000 people voted early. And for a special election, that's remarkable.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Georgia 6th. This seat was vacated by Tom Price, who's now the HHS secretary. This is Newt Gingrich's old seat from back in the 90s.
Yeah, it was a slightly different configuration back in the 90s. But yes, from 1978, when Newt first won his seat in Congress, this has been held by Republicans ever since. But Trump only won the district by under 2% in the presidential race after Mitt Romney had won it 4 years earlier by 23%. So the demographics are changing dramatically, which is one of the reasons Democrats have been so opportunistic about going after this seat.
So, Bill, you know, we were in Montana recently where there was a special election, and people there didn't want to believe that their race was nationalized and not about a list of local issues that were important to them, even though clearly it was nationalized. To everybody outside Montana, it was a race about Donald Trump. What about the 6th District in Georgia? Do voters there see this as a referendum on Trump the way the rest of us do?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Not only just on Trump, and whether people here want to show their approval for him or disapproval of him. But it's also a referendum on the issues that he's putting forward up there. So the health care bill is wildly unpopular in the 6th district. But Karen Handel, during her two debates with Ossoff, embraced the health care bill. And that could hurt her here. There could be a signal sent if Ossoff wins this thing that Republicans across the country ought to look very carefully at where they stand on some of the Trump issues. And Trump didn't help her any when last week he called the current bill mean. It'll be fascinating to see how that plays out in tomorrow's election.
Bill Nigut, before we let you go, look, political journalists and political watchers love narratives. Sometimes they're off base. But if John Ossoff does win in Newt Gingrich's old seat and Tom Price's seat, it would be astonishing.
It'll send a shockwave across the country. It will make Republicans all over the country rethink how closely they want to identify themselves with Donald Trump and some of the issues he stands for. And it certainly will encourage Democrats to become active in seats they think they might be able to win in 2018.
Bill Nigut, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Todd.
Bill Nigut is host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.